Here on BBC Radio Sheffield, 22 minutes to one, and I'm Ronnie. Now the countdown is on for the Underneath the Stars Festival, which takes place at Cannon Hall Farm in Barnsley at the end of July. Before that can happen, a few of the current residents need to move out. We've sent our reporter Mick Lunny to help.
You know what it's like when you decide to move house and you love where you live, but then someone comes along and says, oi, there's a load of musicians coming. You've got a shift. And you go, bah? What? The what? Bah? Me? Move? For some musicians? Oh, yeah. But apparently, there's a health and safety aspect as to why these sheep in this field. And let's count them, shall we? 1, 2, 3, 4. Shall we go backwards from 100? 99, 98, 97. Yeah, it's working. Emma Holling is Festival Director for Underneath the Stars. It is a health and safety thing, this, isn't it? We've got this huge field in front of us, and I don't know how many sheep, but there are, must be 100 or more that I can see, Emma. There's lots of the obvious stuff on the ground. That's one of the health and safety things, isn't it, as to why you need to get them shifted?
Yeah, it is. We need to leave 6 weeks for the ground to recover and everything to disappear and rot away, so that then it's safe for the public to come on site.
Logistically, this is quite an exercise overall, the festival itself. 10,000 members of the public hopefully coming along towards the back end of July. What's involved for you?
It does take just about the whole year, and it takes over your life despite your best efforts for it not to. But yeah, we've got an army of volunteers who are fabulous. They come along and they help. We couldn't run the festival without them. Joe is involved in booking all the artists. We've got some fabulous people coming along.
Let's talk about a few of those. I mean, I was picking through Mary Chapin Carpenter, your sister, of course, Kate Rusby, who a few people might have heard of as well.
Yeah.
And Eddie Reader used to be a fairground attraction, didn't she?
Yeah, we've got a super lineup. As I say, Joe curates that side of things, and he works hard. It's kind of like, looks as if it's playlist, who shall we have along this year?
So he gets to pick out some celebrity names, some well-known faces from the music industry, and you get to move the poo.
That's just about it, yes.
Right, we're at the business end. Pip the sheepdog is here. Nigel Elliott is here, the man who commands Pip. What's the secret to rounding up sheep well, Nigel?
A lot of hard work, a lot of training.
I can't whistle. Is that a drawback?
I don't whistle. I don't whistle. I just send her around.
You wave your arm?
And wave my arms. She knows what I wanted to do. So
she's the one with the skills, really?
Yeah. And if she puts me right.
No. How were you at first?
Terrible. And, you know, as the years have gone on, we've got much, much better. So she does all the work we need here.
Right, we're in the field and we're stepping over that stuff that they're going to clean up. And that ain't an easy job. Crikey me. Looks like it's been peppered from a helicopter drop. Nigel, you're here with Pip. We're in the field now. How easy is this going to be for you? And then I'll have a bit of a go as well.
It's fairly easy, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Pretty confident.
And how are you feeling about this, Pip?
All right, mate. I'm ready for these. Don't worry about me, mate. Years of experience.
That's Pip talking. Wasn't me, really. Britain's Got Talent next year. Nigel, it's all yours.
Right. I'm going to send her around to the right now, which is come by clockwise.
Come by?
Yeah.
Do you want to do a come by then?
Yep. Pip. Come by. Good girl.
Turn left at the traffic lights. You see, I've got this. You see, she's responded immediately to my command.
Straight away. Get out, Pip! Get out!
And the sheep are now scampering away. Pip's gone right far behind, probably about 150 yards away from us. Nigel's commanding, and the sheep are coming this way. Come on, Pip!
Come by! She's now going back for them to look, yes?
I should have brought my wellies, is what I'm thinking.
Yes.
But she's not leaving any stragglers behind. No man left behind, nor
no
woman.
No, she says everyone. Yep.
Come by!
As the kids say these days, she's bossing this.
She's bossing this, yes.
Good girl, come by!
Do they pay you for shouting, come by, in a way?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Can I have a job here?
Pip!
Come by, away. How much have I just earned?
Just shout, come by, and she'll come.
Come by!
Yeah.
And she's doing it.
Yep.
She's off to the left.
Yep.
Pushing them towards the gap, towards the pen. And this has only taken, 300 sheep?
Come by.
Just a few minutes.
Yeah.
Very quick procedure.
Yeah.
You can't do it in two takes, can you?
No, you can't.
It's a good job we haven't messed it up.
It's a good job we're not on TV.
Good girl. Come on, send them on.
And I know how to just finish this job off. Get this in over there. Go on, get this in over there.
She's doing it, look.
Easier.
Come by.
I'm just going to ask the sheep how we're doing. Are we doing a decent job? What do you reckon?
Mick Lunny in Barnsley, herding sheep ready for the Underneath the Stars Festival, takes place at Cannon Hall Farm in Barnsley at the end of July.